Hi, Pastor DR. How are you? I think you're muted right now, looks like.
Am I okay?
All right. Yeah, we got you now.
Okay.
Is it Orville Baptist Church, or how do you, or First Baptist?
I'm actually at Independent Missionary Baptist Church in Smithville.
Oh, okay. Yes. Independent Missionary Baptist in Smithville.
Yes.
Where's that located?
Right on Main Street.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. I've been there.
Lutheran Church.
Yep. All right. Do we have everybody? What's that, Travis?
It froze there for a second.
Oh, okay. I was good here with everybody, I think. So, we will open up and go very quickly to you, Pastor DeHart. So.
Good evening, dear Heavenly Father. We come this evening.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Not yet. Just hang on here just one second. So.
All right.
And a very good evening to you. Still letting people into the meeting here. So thank you very much for being a part of our meeting here tonight. I will now call to order the November 2nd regular meeting of Orville City Council. And we will begin this evening in prayer with Pastor Gary DeHart from the Independent Missionary Baptist Church in Smithville. Pastor?
Good evening. Dear Heavenly Father, we come this evening, Lord, thanking you for being the one and only and wise, true, living God. Lord, we just come giving you thanks and praise for being the God that you are. And Lord, then we want to thank you for us having a city council that still believes in the power of prayer, that still opens up and acknowledging that you are our true and living God. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would touch each and every one of their hearts as they encounter the decisions that are best for our city, that they are seeking your face prior to those decisions and keeping the entire community as a whole in their thoughts. Dear Heavenly Father, we just give you all praise, honor, and glory, and then we ask that you control this meeting and have it go according to thy will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thanks, Pastor DeHart. Thanks for joining us tonight. We very much appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Blessings to you. And now we'll turn our attention to the flag, and we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. Now we will, if the clerk can please call the roll.
Yes, sir. Handwerk.
Here.
Asparis.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Foy.
Here.
Widmer.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All present.
Thank you very much. You should have received a copy of the minutes of the October 19th meeting. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Thank you. Mr. Larson moves, and do we have a second?
Second,
Mr. Wilson.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you very much. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening, and so then we'll move on to our standing committee reports, and we'll begin this evening with our Parks and Recreation Committee and Mr. Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Parks and Recreation Committee has not met, so we do not have a report at this point in time.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. And then we'll move on to our Utilities Committee and Mrs. Foy.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good evening. The Utilities Committee has not met, so I have no report this evening.
All right. Thank you. our Ordinance and Personnel Committee, led by Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met, and therefore I have no report this evening.
All right. Thank you, sir. Our Transportation Committee, and Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation Committee did meet last Monday. We discussed side-by-sides, speed awareness program, and then also a little bit about the sidewalks. I'll start first with side-by-sides. Obviously, what's going on with that is we have requested Safety Service Director Steve, as well as Chief of Police Birkbeck, to draft up a recommended ordinances and laws to allow these things in our community. We have received the recommendations and all that kind of stuff, and pretty much we didn't see side-by-sides much, you know, too much different than that of a regular car. So we're going to see and go to the next stage to see what we can do to legalize these things and make sure that they're safe within our community. Our next one is Speed Awareness Program. Resolution 3720 addresses this, and that's purchasing four signs, four speed signs. Right now, we're looking at having two permanent ones in a school zone, and obviously two for needed target areas. Behind this is an entire neighborhood speed awareness program. I would ask that that be passed on the first reading, so we could possibly use that for COVID money. The second event passes, I would like to request that I pass that on to Mr. Councilman Asparis to then obviously make sure that these signs are hitting our streets in a timely fashion, as well as work with Mr. Wheeler I got crying kids.
That is no problem, Mr. Mosley. None at all.
But as well as making sure that Mr. Spears works with administration to make sure that these are advertised, citizens know about it, and make sure this is a good, smooth program. If that's all right with you, Mr. Spears. Next, I'm obviously waiting for information from Mr. Wheeler about our sidewalk program, finishing that final phase. There's a lot of background going on where they have to get costs and all that kind of stuff to bring it before council. I would probably give them about 2 weeks, for that to get that information back with us. Final thing is I spoke with Dan today. He informed me that all of our 2020 projects are completed. They're now switching gears into working with, our smaller projects, such as curb work, basin work, and all that good stuff. With that, I have nothing else, Mr. President.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your work there. Our Planning Committee, Mrs. Whitmer.
Health and Safety.
Thank you, Mr. President. Planning Committee met last week to discuss RVs and campers being parked on residential lots. And we decided that because it wasn't a widespread problem at this point, that there was no need to continue the discussion. So we decided to table it for now.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And then our Finance Committee, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee has not met, but I do want to point out that we have a resolution for temporary appropriations to discuss. I believe the calendar was going to be attached. I didn't quite see it, so I'll just verbally say that the tentative schedule now is electronic workbooks to council on November 16th. That will also be the first reading, second reading December 7th, and then third reading December 21st. And I'm sure there will be more later in the meeting. So that's all I have.
All right, very good. Thank you. And I believe I skipped over the Health and Safety Committee. Mr. Espiris, my apologies.
No worries. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Mosley, I tried to unmute myself. I couldn't get it done quick enough, but I do appreciate all the hard work you put in with those signs. I'd be glad to take over. I actually talked with Mr. Wheeler early this morning, and we'll make sure we stay on top of it and get those out in the awareness program and everything that you got started. So I appreciate your work there. I probably should have started with health and safety has not met, so I have no report, but I did have a few things I wanted to mention. That was one of them. The second is an email went out this morning regarding the ambulance for the fire department. I sent it out to the committee and council members. Really, a lot of good information in there. What I need to know, though, is if we do need to set up a meeting to discuss further. If we do, I can set up. If not, then we can go ahead and get legislation drafted and get that taken care of. And then the third and final thing is just I want to speak just briefly on, I believe it's Ordinance D20 when it comes up later.
Okay. All right, very good. So I believe you're wanting to know if Council would like to have a committee meeting then to discuss the purchase of the ambulance. You all had a chance to review Mr. Espiritus's email. What is your pleasure? Do you want to get together and talk about it some more?
I personally think, obviously I've been through it, I've been through the process and the steps, and I know what work is put into, you know, purchasing, just going through, talking to Chief, talking to Mr. Steve Willer, and then obviously Mr. Asparis. I personally feel, as long as Mr. Asparis is comfortable with it, that we just make it happen. No need to have a meeting to discuss, you know, the purchase of an MS, as long as there's no debt tied to it. I mean, we can write the check for it. I'm good with that.
Okay, anyone else have a thought on that? Very good. Mr. Spears, looks like Council is okay with moving forward with legislation without having a committee meet. So.
Okay, great. Now, I just want to reiterate, if you do have any questions that come up, please feel free to reach out, and if I don't have the answers, I'll make sure I get them for you.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much. We have no special committee reports for this evening, and so we will move on to our administrative reports, and we begin with Mayor Hamburg.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Just two items tonight I wanted to mention. This afternoon I was able to go on a Zoom conference meeting with Governor DeWine, along with our county commissioner, Sue Smale, and some of our county health officials, representatives from both hospitals, just dealing with, you know, what are things that we think we need to do coming up with the COVID crisis. As most of you probably know, Governor DeWine is quite concerned about really the next 2 months with holidays coming up and people being back inside more than they were in the summer months, and just all of that together. And of course, numbers have gone up a little bit here lately too. So really just encouraging people, and the group itself is trying to come up with some messaging that we all agree with that would encourage people to do the things that we've been preaching since the very beginning of this, which is the, of course, washing hands and keeping distance from each other and wearing the masks. And so I did actually get a chance to mention the signage that we were talking about with the street signs, because we weren't sure about using the COVID money for that. And while it's not official, Governor DeWine said, well, I'm not your lawyer, but I think that'd be a good purchase and a good use for that. So we'll see. Hopefully that'll help us out a little bit. And then last of all, I just wanted to mention, there's a lot of anger out there right now that's circling around our presidential election, probably more than most of us have ever seen. And I would hope we can just try and get past this and just get back to making Oroville a great place to live and go from there. And that's all I have.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. And then we'll move on to our Safety Service Director and Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today was the first day for park reservations for 2021. So Gene had a very early morning and a busy day. We had 25 people right, and 36 dates were booked today alone. So it was a very busy day for Gene. Today was also the first day of leaf pickup. Just a reminder, they'll be picking up leaves on the south end of town from today until November 13th. Then the north end from the 16th to the 25th of November. And then final pass for both sides from November 30th to December 11th. Also, we are keeping the compost center open on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 12 noon through the end of November for those folks that maybe want to take their own leaves down or have some brush to get rid of. Also, the City Hall renovations began last week, and they are expected to finish before the end of the year, which is a requirement in order to use the CARES Act dollars. The other kind of updates I had,
Councilman Mosley already had mentioned, so that's my report for tonight.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Any questions for Mr. Wheeler? All right, we will move on then to our Utilities Director. Mr. Brediger, good evening, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. We have had a quiet time period since last we met, so I am going to take the no comment option this evening. I'd be happy to take any questions that anybody has, so.
We want you to take your own temperature here and verify. All right, no, any questions for us? Okay, we do have one for Mr. Mosley, sir.
Hey, Mr. Brediger, I would like to just thank you. I would like to just thank you for obviously keeping us updated on House Bill 6. Definitely appreciate your emails. So we definitely, you know, kind of keep a pulse on that. So thank you for that.
But there's unfortunately a lot more fallout to come out of all that, Jim. So we'll see where that goes. And again, just a reminder that undoing of that House bill has no direct impact on our customers. Certainly, we'll be keeping an eye on whatever its replacement looks like whenever it gets to that stage that that there's something to look at. But as I've mentioned to a number of you, that that's still in committee, and we really don't expect at this stage to see anything of any substance, most likely until the first of the year. But a lot can happen here in the next couple months. But there's a lot to take in, let alone thinking about putting this thing all back together. And that starts with just the ground floor, what kicked this whole conversation off. And right now I think First Energy has enough issues to deal with than to be rushing some kind of replacement in front of our legislators. But as it unfolds and evolves, we'll keep council and the utility board up to speed. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll move on to our finance director and Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to give council an update on the grant that we received from the Orville Area United Way to assist customers facing disconnection of utility services. If you recall, we were awarded $5,000 for residential grants. We awarded those bi-monthly on scheduled shutoff days beginning in July, and we just ended in October. Over those 4 months, the grant helped 42 residential customers and 4 small businesses avoid disconnection. Due to the success of the program and the large number of customers we continue to have on the disconnect list, we asked United Way if they would consider providing similar funding to be used over the next 4 months, since some of our customers do continue to struggle with the effects of the pandemic. Pleased to report that they have agreed to that, and they're going to be issuing a check for $5,000. So as soon as that funding is received, we'll begin the program again. The guidelines will be exactly the same as they were for the previous cycle, and we're just very appreciative of United Way's help that they've provided our customers. As far as the RFP for our auditing services for 2020, 2021, and 2022, we received 6 proposals from various independent accounting firms. The Auditor of State's office has completed their evaluation of the proposals, and the information has been forwarded back to us for review. We're in the process of going through those bids now. After our review is complete, we'll forward a summary to council for your review, and we'll make a final determination. Also, as Mr. Wilson mentioned, we're working on our temporary appropriations. Don't anticipate any major changes from the budget that we reviewed in June, but we will get those to council prior to the next meeting. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. And that's all I have for my report this evening.
All right. Mr. Brediger. Oh, you're muted, sir.
Yes, I just wanted to add to Ms. Strimlin's comment on the grant. The utilities also provided a match to that United Way grant, and it's our intention to continue doing that for this second opportunity that they've given us.
All Okay. Thank you very much then. We'll move on to our law director and Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to sound like a broken record tonight. I have been spending a lot of time lately working on public records requests for various departments in the city, and I cannot emphasize enough the importance of council members familiarizing themselves with the Ohio Sunshine Laws and the Open Meetings Act requirements. It's not intuitive, and there's a lot of things to navigate, and I had previously sent a link for the on-demand online training, and if you have not yet all council members, particularly those that are serving first term, to do that. I know that our auditor has mentioned that each member would do that for our audit results, but also there's a practical benefit that I've gone through it recently. I know Mr. Spiras has all. It's pretty user-friendly, and it's pretty convenient to do so. You can do it in little, smaller increments, so you can do it as you have time. But this has been a big hot topic, and we have done several requests through several departments of the city, and I don't anticipate that changing anytime soon. My public service announcement there.
Well, thank you very much for helping us to stay on track for that. Thanks very much. Any questions for Mrs. Kirkbride? All right, very good. Thank you very much. For my report tonight, probably more of a public service announcement as well. Obviously, we have our election tomorrow night. And I just wanted to share a few thoughts that are on my mind right now, really. As our country is facing unprecedented times right now, especially when it comes to issues of race. And with this virus, I think all of us would say we haven't seen this much division right now in our country in our lifetimes. And so I just wanted to encourage all of us to just take a look at ourselves and just check in with ourselves. And make sure that in all of our dealings with people that disagree with us, people that are not treating us well, that we make a commitment to ourselves that we will treat people with dignity and with respect and with civility. We are going to be tested in this, in these coming days even, in these coming weeks, as people on both sides of these issues are continuing to clash. And all of us, I believe, need to make that commitment ourselves, that regardless of what the other person does, that's how the standard that we're going to hold ourselves to, that's how I'm going to conduct myself. And all of us need to conduct ourselves in a similar way for us to work together and get through this. And so the issues that face our country, same thing here in Orrville. We aren't escaping any of this, and we are going to need to work together and to communicate well with each other and to treat each other well in this process. I know we've got some community meetings that we would like to conduct here in these coming weeks and months. And so as we enter into that process, let's all of us go into that with the attitude of, I am going to show respect. I'm going to show dignity, the dignity of the other person, and I will maintain civility at all times. So let's all of us just make that commitment. Then we don't have to worry about what everybody else is doing. So that's my public service announcement for this evening. Thank you very much. I also wanted to mention as well, I had a number of questions, and I will address this here. As many people know, Mrs. Whitmer did lead a political event over the weekend. And just for clarification on that, all members of council and historically over the years, members of council, and including the mayor, have participated in their respective parties' political leadership in the county. I serve on my political party's county central committee, and I know other members of council have served in other leadership roles over the years, and they are absolutely permitted to participate in political activities, including partisan political or election activities. So that is a permitted activity as part of our First Amendment right. And so that's something that each member of council is permitted to do. and that's take that right and that responsibility seriously as part of their leadership on council and in our community. So let's all exercise our right to be a part of the political process and to be a part of the change and the progress that we all need to make, both in our community and in our country. So thanks very much for giving me your time with that. We have no old business for tonight, so we'll move on with new business, and we'll begin with Mr. Lorson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 3620, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
I'll second.
Second, Mrs. Whitmer.
Lorson.
I think you might be muted, Gene. Yeah.
That would make a difference, wouldn't it?
I think we can. How often that comes up in these Zoom meetings is funny.
All right, let's try this again. Lorson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Boy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hanberg?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you.
Resolution 3620, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to procure quotes from various vendors and then enter into an agreement and/or agreements without bidding to purchase downtown holiday decor for the city of Orrville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
And again, an emergency simply means that the resolution will go into effect immediately rather than the 30-day waiting period, because this is a timely measure here. To wait 30 days, we'd pretty much be through the holidays. So, Mr. Wheeler, maybe if you could provide a bit of explanation here for us.
I believe this is Mrs. Strimlin's.
That's correct. Mrs. Strimlin, how about you? We'll put you up.
Sure. I trust that council had an opportunity to review my memo regarding this piece of legislation. Approval of this resolution will allow us to purchase commercial-grade holiday decor for the downtown. We have obtained multiple quotes, and we've chosen a vendor. Originally, the items included for the project were going to be purchased over multiple years because of the cost. However, we have received a sizable donation from a local business that will enable us to purchase all of the items at one time. It'll provide some consistency in the decorations and also avoid having to pick and choose areas that will receive decorations one year and then the next. This does not have to be passed this evening, but again, as you mentioned, we are working with some time constraints here. Even though Home for the Holidays has been canceled, we'd still like to have the decorations up as usual for the Thanksgiving holiday. So I'll entertain any questions that anyone might have. I think in total we'll have 125 poles that will have string lights, and we will have 56 of the decorative poles will contain a hanging ledge ornament, approximately 3 to 4 foot in size.
My only concern is it seems like people putting up these Christmas decorations has brought on snow earlier this year. So we need to keep that in mind. Any questions? Yes, Mr. Lorson.
Thank you. Ms. Strimlin, just knowing that it's a fairly short time frame, even if we pass this evening, are we certain that we'll be able to hit those items on the shopping list, let's say, and be able to install them yet this year?
Yes, we're working with Bronner's out of Frankenmuth, Michigan, and they have assured us that the ornaments will be ready for us. So that is not going to be an issue. They've been very easy to work with. Actually, all of the vendors that we received quotes from were very helpful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
I have one comment, Mr. President, and that would be just thank Mrs. Strimlin. She and I started looking at this idea last summer, and so she's done a lot of work looking at different prices, comparing different things at different companies, and really done a great job with that. And we drove around a couple months ago counting poles downtown, to see how many, you know, we were going to be able to get and all that sort of thing. So a lot of work put into it, and I think really the community will enjoy it once we get those all put up.
And I'd also, too, like to thank the utility, the distribution department. Obviously, this is going to add a lot of additional decorations to downtown. And the utility director and distribution, they've agreed to assist in getting all those decorations put up in a timely manner. And when you buy a string of lights, you buy them in a 1,500-foot roll, and they have to be individually cut and spliced together. And they are going to do all of that work for us, so we appreciate their help, too.
All right. Well, thanks, Mr. Brenniger, and your team as well. Well, Mr. Larson, what's council's pleasure? Would you like to suspend the rules and pass this tonight?
I would say that given the fact that Christmas is really actually right around the corner of the entire holiday season, and to have these installed in a timely manner, we need to act as quickly as possible. It is something that has been on the radar for a while here with the mayor and Mrs. Strimlin looking into this over the course of the summer. Therefore, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second. Mr. Mosley.
Mosley?
Yes.
Boyd?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you.
I move Resolution 3620 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Handwerk.
Boyd?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you very much. And we'll move along.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 3720. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Handwerk.
Widmer.
I think you're frozen there, Mrs. Widmer. Could you please repeat that?
I did freeze.
Yes. Yes. We're asking for your vote.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Boyd?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Resolution 3720. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements without bidding for the purchase of 4 radar electronic message signs for the Police Department of the City of Oroville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Okay, we will turn to Mr. Wheeler then for an explanation.
Thank you, Mr. President. As Mr. Mosley mentioned earlier, this was discussed in the Transportation Committee meeting. At that point, it was decided to pursue CARES Act money for this purchase. The good news is Governor DeWine signed off on that today, verbally. I'm kidding with you, but...
Yeah, we're quoting on that.
the plan is to use 2 in the school zones and then have 2 available to the neighborhoods upon request. Go over the program for those folks that weren't in the committee meeting. It's a 3-pronged approach. The first is literally signs in the residents' yard, slow down, watch your speed, those kind of signs, just kind of to make folks aware that maybe they're going a little fast. The other, obviously, is these messaging speed signs, just so that they're able to see how fast they are going. That relays data to the officers and to the police department in regards to, you know, if someone's speeding at a certain time of day, and then we're able to kind of utilize the directed patrol as our third prong on those particular times when it seems like speeding is more prevalent. So ideally, I think that'll be a great program. We are kind of taking it from the city of Wadsworth, so I do appreciate Matt Hiscock, the safety director's direction on that and his approach. So excited about it. If we do want to try to purchase it under the CARES Act, then we do need to approve tonight because we have to receive delivery before the end of the year.
Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. As I said, you know, it's probably best that we do pass this. Obviously, it's good for City of Orville's pocketbook, for one, for us to get that passed today. Then second, I would like to get this over to Mr. Spares, Councilman Spares, to get this program moving, have these things hit the streets in a timely fashion. So I asked Mr. Larson if we could work on passing this tonight.
Yes, Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Nothing really, just to echo Mr. Mosley's statements. I agree. I'd like to see this passed tonight so we can get the ball rolling.
Okay. I believe I saw Mr. Wilson's hand.
Yes, I agree we should pass. Part of the discussion was payback, or I was interested in seeing the payback cost. Have those numbers been run, or do we have an idea of time period that this cost would offset the savings and efficiency the city will see, or the police department will see?
I'm sorry. It was just meant, I just wanted to clarify for a moment about payback. Mr. Wilson was referring to less officer time sitting there just, you know, checking speeders and so forth. These signs could be used as a reminder to residents to slow down. So, yeah.
Correct. Well, we do not have that math done yet, but we'll get that out to you. Obviously, some of that payback, too, will be indirect costs in regards to just the amount of time that they're committing on regular patrol that we probably wouldn't be able to gather without a whole lot of data collection. But we can definitely look at it from an overtime perspective, and that those numbers would be a little easier to pull together.
I would also like to, you know, echo that this is obviously one of those complaints, you know, where citizens are complaining about neighborhood speeding and all that kind of stuff, and right now it's a hit or miss. I mean, you can either put an officer there, have them sit there on overtime, or you can actually have a three-prong approach. And that's what triggered me is, you know, that was one of my main calls, at least in my ward, which is your ward, to where people were saying people need to slow down. They were sending pictures of cars speeding and all that good stuff. So that's what triggered the research and the time, and then we found that Wadsworth actually had it figured out. So we're duplicating Wadsworth.
Yeah, very good. Anyone else?
Mr. President?
Yes, Mr. Hamburg.
I would like to also echo that I think it's a great idea whether or not it does fit the COVID requirements. Do we know at what point we would find out with the COVID answer? I know we joked about Governor DeWine signing off, but do we have any idea of when we would know that?
We need to sit down and have a review with our law director. It was published for the Township Association and distributed by Jarrett. It was one of the frequently asked questions. A township wanted to purchase these same signs for this purpose, and the legal counsel or the legal opinion that was provided, they felt that it was not applicable to use CARES funding. But as I questioned that further, they said if we have an opinion from our law director, that she believes it would be legitimate, we could certainly extend it using those dollars. So, and I think first and foremost, when they are implemented, I think that's the safety director's intentions to use those primarily to convey COVID health messages to the citizens and to anyone that traverses through the community. 57th gets a lot of traffic, and so I think it's a great opportunity for use of CARES funding. But the law director was out last week, so we'll sit down with her in the next few days after she catches up from being gone and discussing with her and roll her a plan. So, and as soon as we get that answer, we'll get back to you.
All right. Anything else? All right, Mr. Orson.
Thank you. I saved my comments for part of my motion as well. Given the thoughts of just about everyone here, I think there's a very good consensus that this is a great purchase. This is something that will solve multiple problems and give us multiple opportunities. In particular, in my ward, in my neighborhood, repeated speeding by the same folks at different times, you know, we tried the patrol thing and whatnot, and it's almost impossible to nail this kind of thing down. But this is basically something that's watching all the time, and it doesn't replace a police officer. We won't be writing tickets from this magical machine or anything like that, but it does give us the opportunity to target specific times and even specific vehicles. And I hope the folks in my ward are listening to this. We'll get one of these on West Oak Street as soon as possible, for sure. Given the opportunity to possibly spend CARES Act money on this, certainly makes it a timely issue. And with that in mind, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended. A second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
I move resolution 3720 be adopted as read.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
All right, thank you very much.
Resolution 3820. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Handwerk.
Asparis?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Resolution 3820, a resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Orrville, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2020, and declaring an emergency.
All right, I believe Ms. Strimlin can provide a word of explanation here for us.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I outlined the contents of the changes made to the 2020 appropriations in my memo to Council. These changes are necessary due to the additional CARES funding we've received. As I believe Mr. Wheeler mentioned, we need to have all purchase orders issued by November 20th. So this legislation is necessary to meet that deadline. I would anticipate once we finalize these items, we'll probably have another appropriation amendment at our next council meeting. If the funds that we've received are not encumbered by that date, November 20th, we will have to return the remaining money to the Wayne County Auditor, and it will be redistributed to communities that have utilized all their CARES funding. I did provide a list of the proposed items that we intend to evaluate for purchase. Obviously, the list is subject to change depending on the availability of materials and supplies. I think everyone in the country is looking for the same types of items. To date, though, we have issued approximately $421,000 in purchase orders, and it aligns fairly well with the original memo that was sent to council. I think it was September 8th, and so we're going to try to stick to that for this next round of funding. If anyone has any questions, we'll be able to try to answer those for you.
Okay, seeing none, Mr. Larson.
I do have a question. Just to reemphasize, it's necessary to pass this evening in order for us to make those purchase orders before November 20th. Is that correct?
You could actually take it to the next council meeting because I believe it's on the 16th. It would just give us a little more time to try to move forward with some of these purchases and get in the queue. We have a lot of vendors that have told us that we'll hold those for you, but not much longer because they have another community knocking on the door that wants to make those same purchases. So it would be helpful.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
Okay. Given the, if I may move, Mr. President.
Yes.
Given the urgency and the timeline of this resolution, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second that.
I think I saw Mr. Wilson's hand first, just by hair.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move resolution 3820 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Handwerk.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Yep.
Ordinance D20. I move this ordinance be placed on first reading.
Second.
I don't know who said that, but I saw Mr. Spears' hand, so we'll award it to him.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Yep.
Ordinance D20. A resolution repealing Ordinance B20 and establishing a fire department vehicle and vehicle-related equipment replacement fund pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 5705.13.
All right, and we'll turn to, I suppose this is Ms. Sterling's domain still?
I can comment on this. Attorney Kirkbride made the revisions that the Auditor of State's office was requesting. Basically, what we needed to do was put a time limit on the fund for receiving and expending monies, and they want a 10-year limitation on that. If council decides at that point that the fund has been useful and was used for the purpose it was intended, we can bring legislation to ask to maintain that fund for an additional 10 years. So we have met the requirements that the Auditor of State has suggested, and that is the reason for this, and apologize for the couple iterations that we had to go through to get it to be exactly what they were looking for. So we appreciate your patience with that.
I have a question.
Yes.
Thank you. For Mrs. Kirkbride, I tripped a little as I was reading this ordinance because it begins a resolution repealing ordinance B-20. Is there something amok with this verbiage?
Probably there is. That should be an ordinance. I apologize for that.
I believe that mistake is just on the agenda, because I have the printed version of ordinance D-20, and it states ordinance.
Awesome.
So we might still be okay there.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Is that your feeling, Kirkbride, or?
I'm sorry?
Is that your feeling, that we're okay with it, despite the...
Yes.
Okay.
It is on the original letter.
Yeah, I think we can note.
It's on the legislation, if you can see what I'm holding.
It says ordinance on the... I don't have the original.
I have it right here on my screen.
I don't have that.
Okay.
Okay, so we have ordinance there.
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Spears.
You're welcome.
Yes, Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd also like to just add, there is a small paragraph in there, too, that also... is a change from the original, and that just gives City Council a little bit more authority to manipulate the money should unforeseen circumstances require us to do so. That was another change from the original to the current one that would pass either tonight or in the following readings.
Okay. Is this something you'd like to pass tonight, or do you want to let it go another reading? I think we discussed this and the issue is fairly settled, but... It's up to you. If you want to let it go, Mr. Larson, we can do that. Is that your desire then?
I don't see any reason not to pass this. This has been discussed. And Mr. Spears, please.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I would just echo the same thing you were about to say. I don't see any reason why we would hold this up. It was discussed in a committee meeting back in September. Everyone is aware of the changes, and I don't believe we've had any concerns. And again, the changes are minor. It's really just to give us more control and to meet the requirements of the auditor.
Yes.
As in echoing Mr. Spiris, who is the chair of this committee, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second. Second, Mr. Handwerk.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you.
I move ordinance D-20 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Spiros.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
All right. That concludes tonight's new business. Do we have any comments for the good of the order? Mr. Wilson.
Yes, Mr. President. A couple things, actually. First, I think I misinterpreted tonight's legislation with the temporary appropriations schedule I mentioned in my report. I believe we need to make a motion to pass that timeline.
Oh, we do? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I need a motion.
All right, could you please, well, let's state the motion clearly, though, in one sentence, if we could. I move to, you know, whatever it is that you intend to do, if we could.
I move to pass the temporary appropriations calendar of electronic workbooks to council November 16th, as well as the first reading November 16th, second reading December 7th, and third reading December 21st.
Okay, thank you.
I second that.
All right, second Mr. Lorson. Now, before we proceed, we don't always meet on that December 21st meeting time frame, is that correct?
Yes.
Not? Okay, so we will. Okay, I just wanted to make sure, so good. All right, we may proceed, thank you. And that was a second, Mr. Morrison.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Lorson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Boy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you. And did you have anything else then, Mr. Wilson?
My last thing was just wanted to congratulate all of the fall sport athletes within the school district being able to finish their sports season in such an odd time of year. Also, congratulations to the superintendent, the principals, the athletic director, all of those responsible for making drastic changes for that to take place. They did a lot of hard work, and it was good to see everybody be able to compete. But closest to me is congratulations to the soccer team for having a great undefeated season. Unfortunately, the postseason ended way too soon, and hopefully next year will be better.
It was a remarkable season, and the growth of that program has been terrific, so a lot of hard work going on there. Anyone else for the good of the order? Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just have a couple things. For one, Mrs. Strumlin, I would like to thank you for being proactive and going back to United Way to help those citizens with the shutoff notices. That's something that obviously was not discussed in council, but obviously you were proactive, you and utilities, and I'm sure Mayor and everyone was involved with that. But you guys were proactive in making that happen instead of just shutting off lights. So I definitely appreciate that proactivity there. The second one, obviously we have more people in our meeting than what we normally have. You know, and I would like to just, you know, just kind of say what I have to say to get off my chest. So, you know, I don't come to council with any tension. And I would like to say, you know, I just want to say that everyone here on council is unique in a certain way. We all have different priorities and different reasons we're on council. I'm saying this because even though, you know, I may not agree or disagree with the way, you know, my colleagues handle things, as well as I'm 99% sure that you guys don't always agree with the way I handle things myself, you know, I feel like I have to make, you know, these relationships work, you know, beyond, you know, between my colleagues and myself for the good of our citizens. You know, and that way I could, you know, accomplish my priorities, you know, and what I want to get done within this community. Some relationships I have to work harder than others, but it's something I'm willing to do, you know, to benefit the best of Oroville. I do not want to come to council meetings with a divide or tension. I want to address, obviously, citizens' concerns and move on with adding value to our city. I just want to let, you know, people know that I do read and try to respond to every email, you know, from citizens personally, without displaying my, obviously my opinion and my personal bias. And you know, the main thing that I have to say, you know, is obviously if you feel, you know, you have a council that doesn't represent you well, you need to do what you need to pretty much either do what I did. You know, that's one, step up and get you a seat here, at the table. Or two, you know, start showing up to elect, you know, send us a signal, you know, who you want on your council through obviously voting during the off seasons, not just during a presidential election. Next year we have a lot of seats that's going to be up for election, and if you feel that you could do a better job, I definitely challenge you to step up. So, like I said, the reason for my comments is, you know, we have 23 total participants, and people just don't show up to council meetings, you know, to just be here. So, that's what I have to say about that. Obviously, there was a Trump, you know, train that went through town. They have every right, you know, to exercise their First Amendment. I mean, and I think our administration, our police department, they planned it, they planned for it, and they did the best they can to help it through town as fast as possible during that time. No protest is meant to be comfortable in no way, no shape, no form. They had a message to send. It fortunately came through Oroville. Our police department did the best they can to, you know, get them through town, you know, in a very effective way. And I kind of appreciate the plan that they had and everything that they had. So with that, Mr. President, that's all I got.
All right, thank you, sir. Anyone else? Very good. Mr. Lorson, you normally the one that gives the motion?
Yes, sir. I move with your.
Very good, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Asparis.
No.
I'm sorry, did you call me?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Lorson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thanks very much, everybody. We will reconvene on our next regular Oroville City Council meeting on November 16th. Thanks very much, and have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good night.